Beloved, we have come together in the presence of Almighty God and of the whole company of heaven to offer unto him through our Lord Jesus Christ our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to make confession of our sins, to pray as well for others as for ourselves, that we may know more truly the greatness of God's love and show forth in our lives the fruits of his grace, and to ask on behalf of all such things as their well-being doth require. Wherefore, let us remember God's presence with us now.
First reading is from Psalm 75. We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks, for your name is near. Men tell of your wonderful deeds. You say, I choose the appointed time. It is I who judge unrightly. When the earth and all its people quake, it is I who hold its pillars firm. To the arrogant I say, boast no more, and to the wicked, do not lift up your horns. Do not lift your horns against heaven. Do not speak with outstretched neck. No one from the east or the west or from the desert can extol a man, but it is God who judges. He brings one down, he exalts another. And the hand of the Lord is a cup full of foaming wine mixed with spices. He pours it out and all the wicked of the earth drink it down to its very dregs. As for me, I will declare this forever. I will sing praise to the Lord, to the God of Jacob. I will cut off the horns of all the wicked, but the horns of the righteous will be lifted up.
A reading from Revelation 19. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God, for true and just are his judgments. He has condemned the great prostitute who corrupted the earth by her adulteries. He has avenged on her the blood of his servants. And again they shouted, Hallelujah! The smoke from her goes up forever and ever. The 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshipped God, who was seated on the throne. And they cried, Amen, Hallelujah. Then a voice came from the throne saying, Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, both great and small. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder, shouting, Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of God's holy people. Then the angel said to me, Write this. Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, These are the true words of God. At this, I fell at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, Don't do that. I am a fellow servant with you and with your brothers and sisters who hold to the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for it is the spirit of prophecy who bears testimony to Jesus.
Hallelujah. Salvation and glory and power belong to our God, for true and just are his judgments. Our Bible readings today express a joy at God's judgment and at the conquering of evil and the destruction of the arrogant. In an unjust world, in the end, God will bring justice and righteousness, and arrogance and oppression, greed and vainglory will not have the last word. That is wholly consistent with the Easter message and has been proclaimed by the people of God through millennia, from the Exodus to our current day. But at the same time, it seems somewhat pretentious, doesn't it? especially if we look around us, and here we are, a small group of elderly people in a vast world, where so many things apart from the rule of God are the main considerations. Even more so than a generation ago, today strongman politics is the order of the day. Strong, decisive leaders that brush off all opposition are celebrated. Ruthless, overbearing corporates are rewarded. People seek a sense of security, of progress, of ease and success. For the promises of riches, they give their work and conscience. For the promises of entertainment, they give up wisdom and clear thought. For the promise of certainty, they subscribe to ideologies that polarize and estrange. Claiming to be victimized, they seek power, only to give it to those who exploit our desires. Even the church has to bow to financial necessities and go with cap in hand to those of greater economic heft to keep the monuments of past glory open. Even the church seems to be infected with a yearning for personal success and riches, given that the most popular churches these days are those that preach the prosperity gospel. It is true that in this world, justice and righteousness do not often carry the day, that greed and arrogance often seem to bring success. And yet the people of God through the millennia have known that where evil and entitlement are defeated, where justice and righteousness are practiced even imperfectly, there is life. When the kingdom of God is shining through, then there is a measure of peace and goodness that brings hope to the world. The people of God have experienced time and again how evil has been pushed back and goodness has flourished. This has generated the hope for God's kingdom to truly come. Where there's the fullness of God's goodness, there is fullness of life. And so God's people sing of God's righteousness, a time when everyone, especially the powerful, will be judged. This hope is so strong, particularly because the forces of sin and evil have been defeated through the death and resurrection of Jesus. Christians, however, know that this judgment will also apply to themselves, that their own participation in evil will also be rejected by God. But that is not a cause for fear, because through God's judgment we are freed, and the judge of the whole world is the one who suffered with us and for us in Jesus Christ to give us forgiveness. Throughout history, the people of God have experienced that God's justice often does not mean that God's people need to have great power. Far too often, when the church had that power, it became corrupt and was under God's judgment itself. No, far more often the church in its weakness in many small ways worked against the forces of evil. Therefore, even if we are few, it is right to sing of God's judgments and to remember that God reigns. And yet from church history, we also have to learn that it is dangerous for the few to separate too strictly from the world, to seek to blot out all evil from among them. For then exactly through seeking to control people, the abuse of power again raises its head. Far too often, the fight against the bad world and the establishment of a humble community, those things have resulted in controlling sects. That is the danger of applying some of the Psalms or even the words of Revelation too directly to our little community. When we read those words, we need to remember that this is not just our particular struggle, but rather that God's mission is wider than this. We can be part of God's mission, can be part of the coming of God's kingdom. We can be God's servants. But it is God who is the judge, God who reigns. It does not fall to us to force out all evil. In Jesus, God has overcome sin and evil, and God will be victorious at the last. That is why we can look with confidence towards God's goodness and join in the unending praise of God's people throughout time and space. Hallelujah! We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks for your name is near, and we tell of your wonderful deeds.
Amen.